A story on Business Insider South Africa earlier today telling us that a relatively new entrant to the airline market in South Africa, Lyft, has now a dog-friendly booking option, which will allow passengers under certain conditions and only passengers with certain kinds of dogs to travel with their dogs in the aircraft's cabin. You are allowed to do it with a service job, service dog, but non-service dogs have previously had to be booked into the cargo compartment. Lyft co-founder John Ayash is on the line to us now. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. I'm not sure that I want to sit next to somebody who's got a pooch on their lap.
That is a very fair. And I think as much as we've considered how we are going to cater to people that do want to fly with dogs, we've thought equally hard about people that don't necessarily want to fly with a dog. And it is only very select flights that you'll be able to fly with a dog. And if you're on one of those flights, only very select areas in the cabin, and both of those are very clearly laid out on our website. So if you want to fly or if you don't want to fly, it's easy to find a flight that suits you. It's also going to be limited to two dogs per flight that we will accommodate. And the dogs have to be in a carrier bag, so they're not going to be roaming the aircraft unaccompanied. So I think there is a balance that we can find to accommodate all of our passengers.
I mean, I absolutely applaud your attempt to meet the needs of people who want to travel with their dogs, and I'm sure that it's not particularly comfortable or psychologically friendly to travel in cargo. Okay, so that's the flight I have to take. It's a dog-friendly flight, but this is the area where the dogs are going to sit, so I must book as far away from that as there are seats available. That's the way one
manages. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think, you know what, it's something new. We're going to see how it goes, and we've got really experienced ground staff, cabin crew, and customer support teams who will, over time and practice, learn how what's working. We'll listen to our customers and we'll revise the offering if need be.
And carrier bag, because I'm sort of thinking of the sort of carrier that I take my cats to the vets in, one which they cannot escape no matter how clever they are. I mean, what's the definition of carrier bag in this regard?
So we've got a photo on our website on the section that we've been using and been testing out. It is a more flexible one as opposed to those rigid, hard plastic containers. So it will need to be able to fit under the seat. But these are available online or at most major pet stores. So it's not something that's very difficult to find. And it's just something that is practical but also comfortable for your pet.
And will the pet be allowed out at any stage on the plane?
No. So the pet will need to be in its
pooping
in its
and
carrier
peeing?
Bag. So the
dogs
the,
do that, the, you know.
They do that, but so do children and babies, and they've been flying and it's been working for a long time. So I think there is a way of making it work. We obviously recommend, and we will have those puppy sanitary pads that you put on the floor. Those people with puppies will be familiar with them. So we'll obviously have spares of those on the aircraft, and we recommend that people bring them with, and obviously don't feed or take your pet to the bathroom before you fly. But again, I think we're one of the first in South Africa to offer this, but there are other airlines overseas that do offer this. So it's not...
Okay, John, sorry to interrupt, but Bruce Whitfield is waiting with a market report. Couple of other questions, quick answers, please. Just dogs, or are you planning to extend to cats as well, should the dog experiment
small dogs.
Work?
Small dogs for now. We'll explore cats later.
Okay, and the cost of taking your dog on a flight with you?
So you'll have to purchase the seat next to you. So whatever you pay, you'll have to pay for your dog as well.
All of a sudden, people's desire to travel with their dogs, although, you know, people do travel with their dogs. Is it more expensive to buy the seat next to you than it would be to book a dog as cargo? Do you know?
I'm actually not sure. I think the question is more what kind of experience do you want your dog to have rather than the cost. At least that's for me what I would consider.
And one last question. Bruce has a patient look on his face. So, has the started already? Can one already book these dog-friendly flights?
So from today, we require 72 hours, so you can book from today, and then by the end of the week, you should be able to fly with your pup.
John Ayash, thanks very much for talking to us, co-founder of Lyft.